As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I committed an act of road rage today, but it was within the confines of my own vehicle. And I'm sorry that you had to hear that, Limits. I know you look up to me as a mentor and
yes,
a spiritual guru.
Spiritual guru. I don't know about that one.
Hadn't we already said goodbye when the phone was still on or no?
No.
Yeah.
But you hung up in a fit of rage. And I just shook my head and said, all right, it's just going to be that type of day.
Well, we were having a conversation about how you still haven't gotten a hold of Josh Harrison or made enough of an effort to.
That's your opinion.
And then you're having sinus problems.
Oh, and the sinus problems are making me depressed. The sinus problems are making me sad.
Yeah.
They're making me infuriated with the way that the weather has gone off. It's made me...
Wait, the weather's good. What are you talking
about?
Well,
because the weather on Friday and Saturday was awful. Raining. I was outside in the rain for an hour.
Yes.
And then Saturday, I had a family party outside that I had to be at for 2 hours, and it was 45 degrees, and I was cold.
Any time in the rock box?
No time in the rock box. If I was in the rock box, I'd probably be feeling better. And then the weather warms up, and I didn't get much sleep, and now I'm feeling like hot garbage. So I got to...
You got to perk up. You got to play through it.
Hope that I'll be good by tomorrow.
If not, call in Jolie. Let's go to the bullpen.
I might have to call in sick right before 5 alarm. I'm sure Craig would love that.
What do you remember about the Tanner Rainey era? Anything?
Oh, a lot of walks. When it rains, it pours for Tanner Rainey, and oh, did it
we
pour.
We could do a Tanner Rainey tribute from the other day if you have that clip. And why wasn't Tommy Pham included in that? But why don't you tell people what happened, Limits, because amidst our, you know, general... checking in phone call this morning before the show, things started to happen. Mm-hmm. There was one of those slow stop guys standing there in front of my street. You know what I mean? Where one side gets to go, then the other goes. And one person didn't go on time, and I was running a little bit late, and that's when you heard me snap. What did you hear?
Well, I don't know if I'm allowed to say what you said.
Probably
to me.
Not, but you could not, work your way around it.
But you basically said to the effect, blah, 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 I'm trying to get to work. And it reminded me of that meme of the guy, I can't remember, I think it's the, I don't know what movie it was, the guy that said, I have to drive all the way to work on a Saturday, and he just crosses the street from his house to work, because, I mean, you don't have that far to go to be able to get here, so... I always wonder how long your time is going to be because you need to time it out just right to make sure that you get here on time.
Right. Well, I'm very sorry that you had to hear me like that and see me like that, although you weren't actually looking at me, but
I was picturing
as I said,
you.
I consider myself a mentor to you, and I'm sorry that you had to witness that even audibly.
I accept your apology, and I accept your apology for throwing me under the bus yesterday with the Jerry Dulac thing.
What about throwing you under the bus today with the Josh Harrison thing?
Mm.
I haven't apologized for that.
Not yet.
Wait, I never apologized for the Dulac thing.
No, you didn't, but I accept
there?
It anyway.
What happened? I don't even remember.
When we were back on air and I told you, all right, Joe, I'm potting you back up, which means you know you're on the air. And you said, limits. Why wouldn't you say anything about the Jerry Dulac story that just came out a couple minutes ago about, what was it, TJ Watt?
Yes. Yes. You need to inform me of these things. You're the eyes and ears of the show.
Yes.
I'm just the guy who talks. If something happens out there, I need to know.
But should I have been thrown under the bus there? Was that showing up me on the show, Joe?
Yes. No, I didn't even know we were on the air.
Oh, you knew we were on the air. I told you we were on the air.
Limits, I have 18 different things going on. I've got Bob Pompeiani to my right, T-Bird practicing for the hot dog eating contest, Corn Fetter on my left, and a ton of people that I need to interact with. People who are putting money in the boot for the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon.
Which was awesome to see
Bob
and awesome
Walk
to hear
visiting.
About.
Do you think I hear everything you say in the headphones? I couldn't hear that. That was a general thing of, Limits, I see this Jerry Dulac story you didn't inform me about. Sort of busting your chops a little bit. And it was meant to be private. And I apologize if you were embarrassed by that.
And I accept your apology. And I apologize to you, too, for the gaffes that I've had in the past.
You had gaffes?
Gaffes.
Oh. Apology accepted, for sure. Did you find the Tanner Rainey clip? Or no? I want to say goodbye to him. How could they? How long is Tommy Pham going to be here, by the way?
There were multiple Tanner Rainey clips.
Why don't they just include him? What's happening? Why is he still on the team?
And it's a line drive, base hit into left field. And the game is tied, and they'll go station to station as Pham gets the ball in. Arias singles to left, scores Iglesias, Diaz to third, Tatis to second.
I'm talking about depressed. Poor Greg Brown calling that.
At least Pham made the play there, right?
Oh, yes.
Got the throw into second. That's not where I begin, however. Today, Limits, although we're going to get to that pretty quickly, is it seems to me there's some guys in at AAA finally knocking on the door, and the Pirates, instead of inviting them in, are keeping the door locked. What are we doing here?
It's a private party, Joe.
Yeah, there seems to be several. If you need help with a bat, if you need help in the outfield, if you need help in your bullpen, which they surely do, all of the above, and if you need the second best prospect in all of baseball, and who doesn't, then how about opening the doors? That would have made for a good opening rant, now that I think about it, Limits. And I'm sorry I didn't do that. Where are my reads? You didn't give me them either, not to throw you under the bus.
I'll go get them now.
You don't have to. I don't need them. I know that off the top. Don't leave. We have to interact here. I know that off the top is brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding. And do we have treats today? Dan Marino coming up at 11 o'clock, followed by Brian Batko. Who's the more famous football person in this town, Batko or Marino?
Probably Batko.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's close. I'll say that much.
I learned that Batko and I were talking yesterday. He is a distant cousin of Dan Marino.
What?
That's what he said. Like a third
cousin.
All right,
we're asking Marino that absolutely at 11,
well,
and he better confirm.
He said that he's only met Dan once and that Dan would not remember him.
That's okay. We're still asking him. That's incredible. And Batko also told me that he was leaving the facility the other day and a fan yelled out to him, there goes the Batconian mongoose.
Wow.
How about that?
That is the power and influence that you have in this city, Joe.
I thought that was a little bit cumbersome as a nickname. Mm. It's three words, two of them rather long, the Batconian mongoose, and yet it seems to be taking off.
Instead of just mongoose.
Yeah. Well,
like how City Limits has been shortened to Limits.
Yes.
And a lot of people prefer Limits. In the text line, everybody just says Limits.
Limits, right.
Speaking of Limits, there was a bird that flew into my house yesterday, into my garage.
Yeah, I got asked about that on Twitter for some reason for my weekly mailbag.
Really?
In your house or your garage?
Into my garage. So I see this bird that's like by the front porch. And then as I walk towards the front porch, he walks towards the back, closer to the garage.
Yes.
And then as I'm walking towards the garage a little bit later on, I see the bird fly in. And I'm like, oh boy, here we go. So he ends up landing on like something on the very edge of the garage. Then he gets trapped by where, so like there's some extra leaves.
Wait, what kind of bird?
I don't know. Just a regular bird. Not like a...
There's lots of birds out there, Limits.
I know. What's a normal
a
bird?
A robin?
It wasn't a cardinal. It wasn't a blue jay.
Brown?
Was
it brown?
Yeah, it was a brown
bird.
Yeah,
probably a, what did I just say? A robin.
A robin.
Yeah.
It might have been a robin.
I'm sorry to interrupt your story. Go
ahead.
That's
okay. And I could tell that the bird was probably very young because the bird did not really fly very well. Could not fly that far, at least.
Maybe he was injured.
Did not look injured. Mm. I tried to evaluate the bird the best I could by not getting too close. And then the bird was just trying to go into like all kind of small spaces. So the bird eventually, as I'm trying to like bang on a couple of things to make like some sounds and like try to like not completely scare the bird, but get the bird just to, you know, leave and fly away. Flew to the back of the garage where we had some extra drywall and flew into the drywall and like
dead?
No. But then the bird walked back into like a little alley, not an alleyway, but like a little cubby that we have, a little corner where we keep like our water tank.
Yeah.
And he just stood back there for a while. And we tried to get him out. He went behind the hot water tank. So we're just like, you know what? We're just going to leave the garage open and see if the bird leaves.
Yeah.
I come back in like an hour and a half and the bird is gone. And we check behind the hot water tank. We check the most of the garage and I don't see the bird. So I believe the bird left on his own volition.
You know what a bird studier is called, Limits? Wrong. An ornithologist. Did you know that?
An ornithologist.
An ornithologist.
Never heard of it.
We should go on a bird watch someday. Would you like to do that? It sounds like you're very interested in this bird.
I was more interested in the bird leaving my garage, but yes. I was curious if he was a young bird. I felt bad for the bird. I wanted the bird to leave and be with the bird's family.
There's a place in Mount Lebanon called Bird Park. You and I could go with binoculars and go on a regular old bird watch.
Alan Saunders commented and said, ask Starkey where he keeps the bird milk.
Bird milk.
Bird milk.
You should have at least gotten a bottle of that for your troubles.
The text line says that it's a sparrow.
Sparrow. Could have been. Remember Rory Sparrow from Villanova played for the Knicks?
No.
Of course you don't. Two things are on my mind today, Limits. I know we opened one of last week's shows, as I recall, with trade talk, all kinds of trade talk. There's two things on my mind to sort of continue that, but with a fresh topic. It's the caller yesterday, your friend, as a matter of fact, who suggested the Pirates call the Boston Red Sox for one Roman Anthony and offer up Bubba Chandler on the simple premise of, we have the best pitching prospect in baseball. Could we trade him to you who needs pitching for the best hitting prospect in baseball? And I think people became fascinated by that. And it makes all the sense in the world. And Bob put out a Twitter poll asking that question with a cautionary note, because, you know, when these things get picked up by various websites, all of a sudden it becomes, you know, somebody reported something or you know, it becomes a trade rumor. This is simply a theoretical exercise, but it could turn into something more than that if Ben Cherington were to dial 12 digits. Is that how many are in a phone number, Limits? Three plus three.
Three and four.
Four. 10 digits. Yeah, 10, not 12. That's all he would have to do. I'm sure he has the number. He used to work for the Red Sox.
Yeah.
And the poll is nearing an end right now. I think it was 24 hours by our friend Bob. 2,000 people had voted. That's the kind of numbers you get for one of these political polls, whether you believe them or not. That's a pretty fair sampling of the Pirate fan base.
There's a lot of people out there in the populace.
And there is. And guess how many said they would do that trade? How many? I'm assuming a lot of Pirates fans, or if not all. How many said they would trade Bubba Chandler for the best hitting prospect in all of baseball?
So I haven't seen the poll since about 6 o'clock yesterday. I'm going to say it was pretty close when I looked at it. I'm going to say that 44% of Pirate fans would not do it.
Yeah. Wrong. Well, I asked you how many would.
Oh, how many would?
Yes.
I'm going to say, actually, I was wrong the way I said it. I think 47% would not do it. Or would do it. I don't know what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
Did I hit it right on the nail?
No. First of all, 47% said they would make the trade, which was my question to you. How many people would trade Bubba Chandler for this guy? 47% say yes. 53% say no. And I want to make this interactive here early today. So please, at 412-928-9370, should the Pirates make such a call? I think it just makes total sense. The Red Sox desperately need a guy like, they need pitching. They need somebody to come in there and you know, electrify their rotation. The Pirates need somebody to electrify their lineup. You know, I think Cruz is going to be a star. I still do. But to have a kid like that come in here, I mean, imagine you're sitting out there right now, perhaps in your car, perhaps watching on the YouTube channel, which I certainly hope you are, at 937thefan.com. That'll take you there. I think people would be really, really excited if that happened. I do. You have some who were ticked off. We had Dan Zangrilli on yesterday. I respect his opinion immensely. He claims in such a deal that the Pirates would be taking on way more risk because there's less certainty with a hitter than there is a pitcher. I'm not so sure about that. I'd have to see some sort of study. I know that a lot of times stats in AAA these days, hitting stats don't translate. But, man, you'd be hard-pressed to find one person who is in the game of baseball and is familiar with, you know, prospects and what's happening in the minors who doesn't think that Roman Anthony is going to be a really, really good major league hitter. This dude right now at AAA, he's 21, hitting .303, 430 on base, 492 slug, 8 home runs, 9 doubles, 2 triples at AAA. Now, I'm not sure if there's a similar gulf these days in pitching between AAA and the majors. Do you know that, Limits? Are people saying, because I know we've had many people on, and it's not hard to find stories to this effect, that there's never been such a vast gap in hitting between AAA and the majors. How about pitching?
Yeah, I mean, the hitting portion, that's what Derek Shelton told us last year, especially just a couple of times when he joined us. Hitting-wise, or pitching-wise, I think the gap is there, but not nearly as much, at least of what people have said, compared to hitting.
Well, that's why Zangrilli said the Pirates would be taking on more risk. And he might be right, but I would also say that the bigger risk is with the pitcher in terms of injury. I mean, that's just out there with power pitchers. It's just a fact that so many of them sustain long-term injuries that cost them a year of their careers. That's just a fact. Listen, I'm looking forward to seeing Bubba Chandler as much as the next person. That Henry Davis story with Gormley the Owl the other day in the Trib really opened my eyes when Davis said, this guy's got the best fastball I've ever seen, he said of Chandler. This is the personal catcher for Paul Skeens saying that. That's noteworthy to me. So either way, I think you win as a Pirate fan in the Bubba Chandler situation. But man, what an obvious thing to pursue, in my mind, if you're Ben Cherington. You allegedly have a surplus of pitching. You're still going to have a really good, you already have a really good staff. If there's one thing Cherington has done well, it's find veteran starters. So I'm assuming the combination of Skeens plus Keller plus young guys plus guys who come in, you're going to have a good staff. Can you imagine if you woke up tomorrow and you had the number one hitting prospect in all of baseball ready to step into the outfield for the Pirates? I think that would be awesome. I would do it, Limits. As much as I'm looking forward to seeing Bubba Chandler and Skeens at the top of a rotation, I would do that trade. I would make the call. Let's put it that way. If I'm Ben Cherington, I absolutely make that call. Do you?
Yes, I would make the call. I don't know if ultimately I would go through with it.
And well, let's... I'm sorry. That I put you in a bad position there. Let's not beat around the bush. This isn't like a normal trade where you'd make the call and say, yeah, can you throw in a pick here? No, there's a simple call. You want to trade your guy for our guy? I would absolutely do it. Would you?
I would make the call. Ultimately, I think I would do it with some hesitancy.
What about the call would give you pause? I mean, if you're making the call, you're doing it. What could they tell you that would sway you either way?
Well, I would make the call just to be able to hear what they say, engage their interest in what my guy in Chandler is. How do they view him? How do they value him? How do other organizations view what we claim to be our most prized possession?
I mean, I'm calling up the Red Sox and saying, I'm offering Bubba Chandler for Roman Anthony. Yes or no? There's nothing really to glean or nothing else to say, is there, on that phone call?
No, I don't think so. I'd be curious what their interest level is in even trading Anthony, because they traded for Garrett Crochet, such a powerful left-handed arm in the offseason, and did not include Anthony in the deal, or Marcelo Meyer. So I wonder if he is an untouchable guy for them regardless. But I'd make the call just to see, yeah, because their hitting is just so poor that they need to do anything possible to try to improve it. And if that's the necessary move to do it, I would strongly consider it.
I would do it, is what I would do. And at the same time, I'm looking forward to seeing Chandler. And I hope that happens very soon. I think we're reaching the safety point where he's not going to win Rookie of the Year. Although, what if this dude just rips off a bunch of wins? And I mean, there's no saying he couldn't. What if they call him up July 4th? How many starts does he get limits? Four per month, maybe? Four,
he'd
eight,
end up with
12?
About 12.
Yeah, what if he's 10-2? What if, well, he won't get a decision every game, and he'll mostly get losses with the Pirates. But what if he's 8-1? Let's say that. He's 8-1, and he's just a phenom. Do you think they're trying to protect against that? Because there's a rule that if you finish, I think, first or second in Rookie of the Year,
yes,
you forfeit a year of service as the team.
That's correct.
He accrues a year of service and gets out of his contract earlier. But I'm hoping to see him very soon. And by the way, in Boston, they're starting to get very antsy to see this guy, and they're accusing the Red Sox of holding him down to achieve the same goal there.
It's been a, what, decade? They've been doing this for years, teams have.
Yeah.
To keep players down to ultimately get that extra year of service time with them. But so it's not surprising.
The Rookie of the Year thing is a recent wrinkle, though.
Yes.
Like Chris Bryant, when he came up in the Cubs system, was kept down for a couple weeks. Paul Skeens was here. When was his debut? June 4th?
May 11th.
May. Yeah, May 11th. There you go. So about a month. This is way different than that.
Yeah, Garrett Cole was mid-June, though. So I can see a similar thing with Chandler. It would not surprise me at all if he's up this homestand. I kind of expect it to be this homestand, maybe even this weekend.
I think it should be. And there's other things going down on the farm. Did you see what Hunter Barco did, limits? At AAA. Have you seen the numbers that this dude has?
He's back because he was dealing with a little bit of an injury that prevented him from making one or two starts. And he picked up where he left off.
I normally wouldn't mention Hunter Barco at the top of a show here, but he's one of the best pitchers in all the minor leagues right now. And he just came back with Indy, so he's a phone call away. He's three scoreless innings, and he struck out 7 of the 12 batters he faced. And in his 33 innings at Altoona and then up at Indy, his ERA is 0.81.
He did not allow a run in 25 2/3 innings in Altoona. Only 11 hits, and he struck out 34.
And now he's got 47 strikeouts in 33 innings. That's another point. And I know he's been injured a lot, and that's another point. But the Pirates can afford to part with Bubba Chandler only if the return is that. The best prospect in all of baseball. What do you think our calls would be like if that deal was ever made?
Conflicted, because we keep saying, improve the offense. Come on, Ben Cherington, do something about it. And if you're trading your most significant minor league asset, it's going to anger some people. But I think in the grand scheme of it, when you see Anthony, who also is an everyday player, going out there, and if, as long as he performs, I think a lot of people would forget.
Well, here's the other topic on the table that I've been thinking about, and you can join in. In fact, I'd love you to join in at 412-928-9370, 928-9370. The Pirates, Ben Cherington, have fallen woefully short on the hitting side. This is a chance to make up for that, maybe, with one big swing, pun intended. Would you do it? Would you be excited about it? I think a lot of people who say they wouldn't be, if it actually happened and Don Kelly was penciling in Roman Anthony's name in left field tomorrow, would be pumped. I think you'd get a little bit of a walk up that day myself. That's what I think. 412-928-9370. Let's have that conversation. And then the big name for the Steelers, TJ Watt. Jerry Dulac writing yesterday that this might not be a very easy process with TJ Watt. And yes, we've talked about it many times, right? Should they trade TJ Watt? Should they not? Here's the angle I'm coming at it from today is I'm stunned at the trade reaction and how easily so many people would seemingly part with TJ Watt. Just stunned. And whether that's social media, different polls you read out there, whether it's anecdotally, people I run into and talk to, whether it's listening to Mulsey yesterday on the PM show, whether it's responses to a mailbag I put out, just generally, every way that I have to measure what I think the fan base is thinking tells me that I think a majority, which is crazy to say, would be okay if the return was right, would be okay with trading TJ Watt. I really do. And speaking of Twitter polls, I put out one, I don't know, maybe a month or two ago. And I asked if fans would prefer paying Watt on a Myles Garrett type deal or trading him. Okay. So you're going to give Watt Myles Garrett money, which is, you know, $40 million a season, 4 years, $40 million a season, and $123.5 million in guaranteed money. So and or $123.5 in guaranteed. Or would you rather have them trade him? Assuming, and I would assume, I don't care what anybody says, you're going to get a first round pick and more. So in 35 minutes, over 1,000 people voted.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And 80% of them voted to trade TJ Watt. 80%. And that got me to wondering, like, what is it about maybe the modern day sports fan that might play into that answer, those results? And I think it's that people have become more savvy these days with money and contracts and things like that. And Of course, everybody loves TJ Watt. Who doesn't? He's an all-time Steeler. And he might right now, you could still make an argument that he's the best defensive player in football. Through 12 weeks, he was a heavy favorite to win Defensive Player of the Year. He's 30. He's going to turn 31. That's significant. But that's not 35. That's not a 35-year-old Von Miller on the open market. That is actively, maybe, the best defensive player in football at age 30 on the market, if he were to go to market. That's bringing you a first-round pick and more. It's, to me, it's crazy to think otherwise. But what of the fact that so many people would be on board with this? Here was an example or a couple of responses to that poll. Giddy says, I'm a huge fan of TJ Watt, but he's just not worth spending that much on, especially when the team needs so much and they could get back some high quality draft picks for him. Sports Nostradamus. Do you have Shelty, by the way, on Nostradamus? Says, don't pay for past performance. He already got that money. Spread that money around.
You know, Destiny's Child thinks he's Nostradamus, so he's evidently putting the data up.
He may have the pronunciation right, old Shelty. Nostradamus. A man named Thomas. I love players, but I love winning more. Jay Crossland, $8.95. I love TJ, but I'll pay him that contract when he starts throwing touchdown passes. Mike, Pens fan, 1977. Trade him. What have they won with him? And he's on the downside of his career. So I don't think I'm building a straw man here, like a fake argument. I honestly, in my walk of life, run into so many people and am always reading, watching sports. And this topic comes up a lot, and I get the overwhelming feeling that way more people than I could have imagined would be okay with a TJ Watt trade rather than pay him that kind of money well into his 30s. Do you get that feeling too, Limits?
I do. I just feel like a lot of people are looking at the Myles Garrett deal too, and then just playing comparison between Watt and Garrett, they see that it's just not worth the total amount of money to do that and overreact to the just lunacy that the Browns did oversetting the market, resetting the market again with Garrett. But from a TJ Watt specific perspective, yeah, I feel like a lot of people have really come to the reality the more and more this losing streak continues of 8 years without a playoff victory, we're not winning with TJ Watt. Are we really going to win with him in his 30s?
I mean, think about it. You and I say, and everybody says, really, they're putting all these resources into going hard after a quarterback next year,
yes,
right? So then they're starting with a new, brand new quarterback. And unless he's Jaden Daniels, do you think they're going to win right away with a
nope.
brand new guy? They could, I guess.
At least not going to they're not going to a Super Bowl with a rookie quarterback.
It just doesn't make sense to pay TJ Watt that kind of money for 4 more years. Till he's what, 35? Now, Dulac mentioned this in his story yesterday that guys like Von Miller have seen major decline, pass rushers, major decline after the age of 30. And I looked at this a little closer, Limits, and it a lot of the evidence out there is frightening. It's like running backs. It's almost like when your car hits 100,000 miles, things start breaking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like literally age 30. Let me go to Terrell Suggs here. And I should have written this down so I'm not doing this on live radio. And I apologize, Limits, for that. But Terrell Suggs, when he turned age 30, after that, he had a couple of double-digit seasons, but was never really the same guy. All his best work was before that. He was a defensive player of the year at age 29. James Harrison did some good work after he turned 30, but not much, Limits. He... At age 30, was a first-team All-Pro, 31, second-team All-Pro, and then 32 was his last big year in the league. That's James Harrison, who didn't have a lot of wear and tear, coming in, really. And then we have guys like DeMarcus Ware, the same thing, where it was just like age 30. Now, some other guys stayed very productive. Kevin Green was an example. Well into his 30s, he was making first team all pro. Chris Dolman, Pitt great, is another example of a guy who stayed very productive. But the bottom line is, you're taking a big, big risk at that kind of money. My God, not long ago, that was quarterback money. You know what I mean? Look at Dwight Freeney.
Yeah.
Great edge rusher. Limits. His age 30 year was 2010. That was also the last year he had double-digit sacks. And this guy was, he was great. It just happens.
So the real question is TJ Watt an outlier?
I don't know, because the signs aren't good, I would say.
No.
Because of injury. Last year, he was banged up at the end of the year. He was not himself, and that's why he didn't win Defensive Player of the Year, I believe.
That's why he didn't have a stat in his last, 180 snaps or whatever
it was. It's unbelievable. I think I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say he was banged up. And he was, like, legitimately, but I think that lingered.
But he's been banged up at the end of years.
The year before, he wasn't available for the playoffs. He got injured. So does he strike me as a guy who's going to be out there at 33 years old, 34 years old, dominating? He doesn't. I could be wrong. He doesn't. I'm not giving him that kind of money. I'm just not. And I have to believe that's what he's going for. But it's the fan reaction, because usually with these things, historically, especially a guy like him, who doesn't love TJ Watt, right? And yet, people look at the situation and say, yeah, it's probably not a good investment. There are tons and tons of Steelers fans who would be perfectly okay and even endorse the idea of trading TJ Watt. That's a fact. And that's unusual with that kind of player, that kind of hometown hero. You know what I mean?
Pretty much. And especially somebody that's been as impactful as the all-time leading sack leader in franchise history. And, I mean, you walk around the stadium, the amount of TJ Watt jerseys that you see is
right.
It's probably more than any current player right now, no doubt.
Tell me I'm wrong. 412-928-9370. Speak up for the other side, because I haven't heard a lot for the other side. So two topics on the table regarding trades. If you're the Pirates, would you deal Bubba Chandler, perhaps the best pitching prospect in all the sport, for Roman Anthony, widely acknowledged as the best overall prospect, the best position player, the best hitter? Would you make that call? Would you be pursuing that if you're Ben Cherington? And then the second one is TJ Watt. What is with Steeler fans seemingly, like tons of them, being perfectly okay and even kind of gung-ho about the idea of trading him rather than giving him Myles Garrett money? I would imagine even TJ is surprised, or would be surprised, if he knew the reactions out there to this idea.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dan Marino scheduled to join us top of the hour through the Joe Moore O-line camp. Every quarterback needs an offensive line, right, Limits?
No doubt. And Dan was one of the best in the business.
Yeah, and he had some pretty good lines. Of course, it helps if you have the quickest release in the history of the National Football League. That helps your linemen too, does it not?
No doubt about it.
Let's go to the lines. The two topics... The fascinating theoretical trade, anyway, that came up yesterday on the show was what would it be like if the best pitching prospect in all of baseball was traded for the best hitting prospect in all of baseball? That would be Bubba Chandler to the Red Sox for Roman Anthony. And that became a Twitter question from Bob Pompiani to his legions of fans, and it was still open an hour ago anyway. And 2,000 people had voted, and it was basically split a slight edge with people saying, no, I don't want to trade Bubba Chandler, but it was very, very close. And the other one is TJ Watt. And my fascination with the whole Watt situation is how easily so many Steeler fans would part with him. That's not a straw man. That's not, you know, trying to stoke a topic. That's a fact. In everywhere I've seen, I put out a Twitter poll. Of course, it didn't get as many people to vote as Bob's. That's needless to say.
Not right, in the populace.
But in 35 minutes, I got, you know, what did I say, 800 people, something like that.
Oh, congratulations on all your success.
Thank you, Limits. And 80% said, listen, if the choice is give this guy Miles Garrett money or trade him, then trade him. Like, I really do think that's a product of a savvier sort of sports populace out there. Let's hit the lines. Go ahead.
And that's why you're the savvy old news hound. Here is Hammer in Portview that would like to start it off.
Hammer, what's up?
Oh, I'm good, man. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah.
I originally was just going to talk about the Pirate situation, but I also talked about the Watt situation as well.
Sure.
In regards to the Chandler for Roman, that's a no-brainer. You make that call. You make that trade because right now we are so solid at pitching. We need the bat because the bats give these guys, our pitchers, the run support. And you can have the best pitching staff in the world. If you don't got the run support to back it up, it's all for naught. In terms of the TJ Watt trade, the Steelers will be fools if they paid the Myles Garrett money. Cleveland, they've proven themselves time and time again to be fools over the quarterback, Deshaun Watson, and now this Myles Garrett.
No,
they're a dumpster fire.
That's a good point, and I appreciate the call, Hammer. Why should the Steelers do what the Browns did? I don't even think the Browns should have done what the Browns did. And then on the other front, here's the thing about a position player. Like, we wait for Skeens. We only get to see him once every 5 days at best. You know what I mean? And it's worth it. Don't get me wrong. But Chandler would be the same. Like, you get to see him once every 5 days. This dude, you'd put in the outfield, and we see him every single day unless Shelty wants to get him off his feet.
Very important there.
Yeah. Right. He may call Don Kelly with some advice there if they ever traded for Roman Anthony.
Do you think Donnie would pick up the phone?
Of course. Those two are good friends.
They're buddies there?
They're great friends. Yeah. Without a doubt. Next.
Here is Mike in the car.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. Mm. So, yeah, I would definitely trade both. I definitely think that, the Browns, I mean, who wants to take financial information from what the Browns do?
Right.
Based on their previous activities, like you stole my thunder there. The other thing is as far as trading the pitcher for the hitter, we've got an abundance of pitching, in my opinion. That's not our problem. I think the fans would come out more. We could see a guy every day and, be able to, instead of just once every 5 days. And the reason why I think so many of the fans out there are willing to trade TJ Watt is, if you think about sports in general now, like even from starting in college, these players, they move around so much, and we're so used to a guy being on one team.
That's a good point.
And even if he's jumping in college and he's been, then he's jumping in the pros. I think that's probably, don't get me wrong, there's a ton of TJ Watt jerseys out there, but I do think it starts back from, we're watching these guys in college. That's all I got. Thanks, guys.
No, that's a great point, I think, is that people have become sort of immune to the idea of, oh my God, our favorite player is going to be traded? Because he's right. It happens even in college. And then who is really a one-helmet guy or a one-jersey guy anymore in all of sports?
Not many. I mean, it's kind of become a rarity where you see Ben or, think about the 70s Steelers. Joe Green, Lambert, Ham, Swan,
right,
Stallworth, other than Bradshaw, other than Franco, most everybody was a one-helmet guy.
Yeah.
Mel Blount.
Let's take one more limit so we have time to get to Dan Marino on time.
Let's go to Chad. Our buddy from Duquesne would like to chime in.
What's up, Chad?
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Good. You?
Doing well, man. Been thinking about this Roman Anthony thing for quite a while, ever since it was mentioned yesterday, and I'll do it in a heartbeat. If I had trust in our organization that we would pick up another batting free agency.
So in other words, no, you don't want to do it?
I want to do it, but I don't. I feel like if we don't pick up another bat, then what's one more to our lineup? We need more than that.
Well, I agree with that. First of all, I appreciate the call. Second of all, but you see what one guy, what kind of difference it makes, for example, when Brian Reynolds gets going. Now imagine just adding one bat, just one. And let's say, this kid could be your new cleanup hitter or he could be your leadoff hitter. And then all of a sudden you'd go Roman Anthony, O'Neill Cruz, Brian Reynolds, everybody moves up a slot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who am I missing?
Well, it would lengthen the lineup. Did you say Nick Gonzalez?
Nick Gonzalez is hitting now in AAA, and he's going to be back here. You know who else is hitting in AAA? Is York. Is smashing the ball. Where is he, Limits?
Might be time for York Peppermint Patty to be here.
And for Tommy Pham to not, I would say.
Do you like York Peppermint Patties?
I love them.
They
remind me of my grandmother, Mimi.
They remind me of my grandmother.
Really?
Mimi.
Get out of here.
Yeah, Mimi, my grandmother.
She had York Peppermint Patties at her house?
She did for a while. She doesn't anymore.
Mm.
I saw her for Mother's Day a couple weeks ago.
Well, Mimi Starkey did.
Nice.
We would go over there. We'd have glasses of ginger ale, pretzels, and York peppermint patties, and I'd watch horrible New York Mets teams with Pop-Up Cotter, her husband, and He was a former Brooklyn policeman. So he was a tough guy, a tough old Irishman.
I think of York Peppermint Patties because her name is Patty. So Peppermint Patties.
Thank you, Limits.
Yeah.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.